What's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris, and this is the world famous, you guessed it, Cool Cars with Chris. Welcome to it. And on today's fantastic episode, we are going back over to Willow Springs because in these next series of episodes, there are going to be interviews we conducted right there at the track live at Willow Springs. And if you are listening to this on an audio podcast, that is fantastic. Thank you so much. But this will be in video form if you want to see everything that's happening, especially in this episode right here, because today we have Manuel Gutierrez, and he is coming on the show to show off his amazing craftsmanship with his vintage style leather bags he makes, especially for Nissan and Datsuns and things of that sort. He came on the show showcasing his handbags made out of leather. These things look amazing. They feel amazing. And of course, it wouldn't be a true Z community without talking about Z cars. And Manuel had a 280Z and he took a thing all over the world, which is pretty crazy to do. Think about this. You've got a 280Z and it travels with you everywhere, including to Germany. And he actually took that car on, yes, the Autobahn. And he'll tell you what that experience was like going head to head against cars like likes of Mercedes, BMW, things like that, Porsches, things like that. So I'll hear that story. And he got a really cool epic picture of his car next to the Eiffel Tower. I mean, who can do that? That sounds amazing. We have all that and more on this episode. Let's go.
All right.
Okay. We're at Willow Springs and we are with Manuel, and you have been in the car business for a while. You are making cool little handbags.
Yes.
And they for, okay, bring your microphone up to your mouth.
Yeah,
so we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making cool handbags. Are they all made out of leather?
They're all leather, original, and deer leather, lambskin. This is my deer skin. I just started making these when I retired. I travel a lot in my Z, so you need an overnight bag. And I go, well, I'll make my overnight bag. And this is the way I got started. And with the leftover bags or leftover leather, I started making the stick shift boots. Not the vinyl that you get from the dealership.
Oh, nice.
And leather brake handles.
Look at that.
And this is from the original, the jacking tool bag out of a vinyl. I go, you know what? Let's make it out of leather.
That's actually really cool.
If you're going to travel like I travel, you need a tool bag.
Wow, this looks great. Wow, they feel good too. They feel actually real. Man.
It's all real leather.
Real leather.
Real, 100% leather. Everything has a liner in there too.
No way.
I'm going to have to commission you for some in-car stuff. I'll give you the logo and everything and just stamp it on there.
I can make the logos. I made a helmet back for Jeff that he's the president and he wanted a special logo from his club. And I did that too. Also for another guy in Los Angeles. I believe it's this Gonzalez. Anyway, I have so many customers.
Yeah.
I can't think right now, but I can make the logo.
That's awesome.
Logo, you just give me a logo, I'll take.
Well, have you had any issues with, like, we make logos? Have you had any issues with, like, copyright and things like that?
You know what? I live in San Diego, and
shout out San Diego, we're local, yeah.
There you go, yeah.
And I just go to Mexico, so.
There you go, Tijuana it is.
And I get my friend, he's got the laser, he's got the logo machine, and I just need a good quality picture, and then we transfer from his computer to his machine, and he does all the programming and
it's
very simple.
This looks great. This is good stuff. This is actually really good stuff here.
Yeah, fair lady. I mean, sometimes I can't keep with all the Z models, so I just make it simple.
Simple. And it reminds us again, when did you kind of start really kind of doing this and making it kind of a thing at that point?
After I retired, like 2001, I was on my retirement. I couldn't afford a real travel bag, so I go, I'll make it, and then I started putting logos.
Yeah, there we go.
That's nice.
That's how I just started and caught on. People wanted it, and word of mouth and all the Z clubs. And
you build it, and they'll come.
Yeah.
What was your first car that you, like your first fun car? Not like anybody car, like your first fun car.
My first car was a 280Z 1976.
Nice.
And I joined the military, and I took it with me to Hawaii for 6 years. Spain for four, they shipped it. Or you guys, your military or your tax dollars did. And then back to California, and then I got orders back to Germany, and that's where I retired out of it. I had that car for over 20 years.
Wow. So when you're overseas, did the car go with you or stay here?
No, my car goes with me.
Oh, really?
Yes. I made a deal with my wife. I'd buy her a family car, but that's kicked my...
That's it. And you still have it today?
No, unfortunately, I just have parts of it. My last duty station was in Germany, and the snow and salt or whatever, I stayed up too much, and it was just too far gone, but I enjoyed it. I mean, I took it to Portugal, Italy, Belgium.
Wow. And over there, it's all regular drive. Like, we're driving the right side of the road over there, right? Yes. Versus, like, Japan or whatever.
Yes. And it's England, but I never took it to England.
Okay.
And that's right-hand drive. And Africa, I never went that far.
Okay. So where you were at, it was basically, like, driving here for the most part. But everything's in kilometers, though, right?
Yes, but, you know, you could do it.
You did it.
It's pretty simple. I don't remember the math formula. I think might have stayed or whatever. But anyway, and if you go when you're Z, don't race on the Autobahn.
Have you taken on the Autobahn?
Yes, in my Z, and I thought I was a cool, fast car.
That's it.
Not in Germany, those Mercedes.
Oh, my God.
They would leave me those things, unfortunately. They're made for that thing, yeah.
Well, I'm doing 115. Yeah. My car was in miles per hour, and that guy passed me up like I was standing still.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But the coolest thing, though, is that I don't think a lot of people can say, like, their car has really been like a world traveler like that. Like, that's pretty cool.
Almost like a passport stamp. You get stamps for your car as you run around.
Well, you know what? I did. I took it. I parked where the taxis, where you're not supposed to. And I have a cool picture of me and my car under the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wow. What color was it, by the way?
It's white.
White? Okay. Nice. Nice. You got a white car, too, so it's...
Yeah, in the club there, but that's just where I was racing, so...
Nice.
So what's the current Z? What's your...
Right now, I have a 78 that I finished restoring like 3 years ago. It's my everyday driver. It's back in the tent, right back there. And I'm building a 74 260Z that I'm almost done with.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, when you build out a Z, like, what's the first thing, like, first modification that you try to do?
I go back to the original paint.
Okay, the paint job?
Paint job. I'd like to go back to the interior. What was the color originally? Because people change colors. And I'll scratch it, find out what the original color was, or take the seats out.
Back in those days, did they have, like, I don't know, now modern cars, they have, like, the little, like, serial number or whatever. You can find the code in the door.
Yeah, so you're going to find out through the VIN, but I don't need to get that detailed to find out if it was a 4-speed, 5-speed automatic. It's all in the bar. You can figure it out by the wire.
And what about mechanical, though? What's your first thing you do mechanical-wise?
Well, I like to keep it original, but I do like 5-speed, so I put a 5-speed in.
Okay. And they're usually, were they 4-speeds originally?
The old ones came with the very weak 5-speed, or to me it was. The fifth gear wasn't very strong, so
right.
I like to keep the 280ZX 5-speed to me.
Okay.
The desire.
And there's a lot of aftermarket, transmissions you can buy for these? Or
there's a lot of aftermarket, but I try to keep my car as original as I can.
So, yeah.
Sometimes you just can't. I have mirrors, you can't, but I go, it's a 40 mirrors.
Yeah. Are you seeing that, like, any supply chain drop-off with, like, with certain parts and things, like, things that are just a little bit harder to find now, or?
You can find just about anything, but you're going to pay a lot. Everything skyrocketed. I usually get my parts through Motorsport.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go.
Nice.
The resource parts.
Well, you're selling, how much are these handbags, by the way, you're selling for?
Me and my friend Jeff, he sells these on the internet. I think we asked $70, but here today, 40, or if I'm with somebody at home, word of mouth, 40. I'm not shipping it. You're there. I get it.
Yeah.
And I don't have to deal with all the shipping or handling it. If I did, I usually...
Are these made in Tijuana? Are these actually made in Tijuana, or are they made...
Yes, they're all fabric. They're all etched in Tijuana and sewn in Tijuana. And I just have to buy the leather here. Or if I get a good deal, but normally I like good quality leather, so I go to Tandy Leather, San Diego, and I...
Oh, nice. That's great stuff, man. Well, I appreciate you stopping by today,
thank you for having me,
showing your bags, and here for Willow Springs and all Japan's show. Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Chris. All right.